Around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
As that music plays once again and our announcer Craig hands it off to me, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Happy New Year, since it's our first live show of 2025. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, January 11th. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, here we go as we all talk everything and anything in the world of travel. All right, today's show is jam-packed. We have so much to get to over these next 120 minutes. Rick Burgess will be joining us in the B Block next, and if you're hearing this show in the Southeast, you likely know his voice very well. We'll also be checking in with locations we've taken this show to in the past, including Lisbon, Santa Barbara, Ireland, Cape Cod. There's a ski report ahead about an hour from now, and we'll also be checking in with the Boca Raton Resort as we travel the world from your own kitchen in the G Block later this hour with Chef Andrew Rohnbeck. So good morning, Mary. I'm tongue-tied here.
Good morning.
Our 2025 broadcast year, yes. It's on.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Well,
We're ready to go. It's nice to be back.
Rudy, you started the new year traveling in Asia. I believe you're connecting with us from Vietnam. How's the new year treating you so far?
Just great, because it's a whole lot warmer than Minnesota. The Chinese New Year is in about 2 weeks, so I avoided that because hotel prices go through the roof.
I think it's Year of the Snake, if memory serves me. I think
it is the Year of the Snake. You're exactly right. Exactly right.
So.
Yeah. No, I'm in Saigon and or Ho Chi Minh City. It really goes by both names. Nobody much cares what you call it. And I'm just loving it, but I've never seen so many motorcycles. You know, a little factoid for you. There are, in Vietnam, there's 75 million motorbikes and 4.7 million cars. So it's like swarms of wasps going down the street.
And going all around.
Drive would make you nuts, but I've been all over the place for a week. I saw no fender benders, no accidents. I never saw a policeman or a police car ever anywhere. It's a very safe city. But they drive. I mean, oh, my God, crossing the street here it's an art. And once you get it down, you got it. But the average American, the average anybody facing crossing the street here, it's quite a challenge.
Well,
is it
one of those things that once you commit to cross, you have to keep going? You're just dodging the...
Well, no, you don't. No.
Kind of like
do they stop?
You may get
do
halfway
they slow
through.
Down? Uh-huh. Yeah.
They swerve.
Yeah, okay.
They move out of the way, but in a very natural way. I can't believe how close... You ride motorbikes, and you're 2 inches away from the motorbikes on both sides of you.
Well, I know it is Saturday morning here for us, but it is Saturday night for you. It's just after 10 o'clock at night for you there in Vietnam, so you're getting ready to go to bed soon. So, we're going to go. Listen, Bobby, I got to go to Bobby because, you know, this begins year 7 of you being part of our show team. And I guess the saying, you know, time flies when you're having fun could never be more true when it comes to all of us working together, Bobby. So how are things in Dallas, in icy Dallas there at the Network Command Center?
Yeah, not bad. And I can't believe it's been 7 years. I thought this would have been like 4. I'm just losing track of time.
It flies by.
It does. No, we had snow. We were part of the big snow this week, and everything kind of melted and then froze over last night. But drive wasn't too bad this morning. Things mostly cleared. Dallas actually handled things okay this time around.
Think about that, Rudy. You know, snow in Dallas. You know, we've got...
How much did
snow
you get?
We are on kind of like the edge of it. We got like 5-6 inches.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot for Dallas.
For Texas. Wow. Is it? Are they prepared? Can they do the roads quickly? Or
No, not here.
Okay.
All right, travel polls.
Alabama,
we
to too.
Yeah, it's all southeast.
Yeah,
we just had snow this morning
really
here in the New York
hit.
City area.
Yeah.
So, right.
All right. Well, here are the results of our latest travel polls on the homepage of rmworldtravel.com, and we thank all of you who chose to vote in them. First question, do you travel with your own pillow? And the results, 20% of you do travel with your own pillow. 80% of you do not.
MyPillow.com/Carry, $9.88, you get a go-anywhere pillow. That's what I would say to that.
Yes.
Okay, so, come on, folks.
Mean, I don't know. We don't travel with our own pillows. Rudy, do you?
No,
jeez.
Mike Lindell doesn't want to hear that, though.
You know, you see a lot, but yeah, I don't. Okay. I don't travel.
Well, next
right,
one.
So
all right.
Next question: do you travel with your own headset or earbuds?
More people do that.
59% of you do not. 41% of you do.
I see you mix that up there.
Like yeah,
that. Again, I would say buy raycon.com/Gary, 15% off.
So, half the price of other quality. So
I've come out of the box with
brands.
This, Mary. Yeah. We're so, I mean, come on, everybody. You know, listen, we've been talking about this. Well, but I think that's probably true. I think when you look at people who bring, you know, probably 60-40 on that. So, you know, that's probably accurate. All right. Well, we're going to move along. So new travel polls are up on our website. They are very different than the ones we just mentioned. So go vote when you have some time, rmworldtravel.com, and you will find them right there on the homepage. We're going to now move into the travel news roundtable. I'll start us off. First, listen, we have to acknowledge the disaster that's unfolding in Los Angeles, right? I mean, it is certainly tragic what we're all seeing. There's so much that we could say on this, and I'm sure we will in the weeks and months ahead. To see all the people burned out of their homes and businesses, you know, more to continue because the fires are going on. You know, 6 active fires as we talk right now, just after 10 o'clock in the morning. They're the containment's not very high. Listen, California and Los Angeles, they have terrible leadership. Okay. So much of what's happening could have been avoided. And based on what has happened, I have little faith that the current people in power are going to be able to manage the rebuild. I want you to think about this. You know, besides all of the tourist attractions that are, you know, offline right now in that part of our country, and understandably so, 2026, we've got the World Cup coming to L.A. 2027, the Super Bowl is in L.A. 2028, the Olympics. L.A. is not going to be in a position to do all of that. I think it's going to be interesting to see when President Trump takes office in a little over a week. Does he declare martial law and, you know, move for the federal government to seize power over the city and perhaps the state as well? That's going to be something to kind of see what happens there. We'll see. The other big news is here in New York, where America's most, you know, maybe most incompetent governor may reside. Congestion pricing is now in place in the city, and it's added huge financial burdens to commuters, tourists, and business owners. In addition to all of the bridges and tolls, you know, tunnel tolls that increased to start the new year, the congestion pricing tax has now made one of, you know, America's most expensive cities for freight deliveries even more costly. Heavy duty trucks, you know, bringing food to restaurants or other things, whatever it may be, you know, business supplies, now $21.60 each time they enter Manhattan south of 60th Street from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. It goes down a little bit on, you know, afterwards. The fee is scheduled to rise to $28.80 in 2028. And commuters and tourists now must pay $9, an additional $9 to access the busiest parts of the city.
Yeah, there was an article in the New York Times today, actually, about how it's really affecting the restaurants. And already, just week one, they interviewed several restaurant owners who food prices are already high, and now the truck companies are passing on, you know, these prices. They're adding it on now to the deliveries, so the restaurants are having to pay more for the deliveries, and they're concerned that they're going to have to pass those costs on to us, the customers.
I saw one truck delivery that actually went from like 34th Street to 70th, down to 50th, up to 90th. They wound up paying over $100 in additional fees just from. And think about those restaurants.
There's definitely going to be a trickle down effect of
when
this,
your veal parm or chicken parm now is like, you know, $72, you're going to know why. So, I mean, you know, so that, and even hotels, you're getting like supplies and so forth.
Right.
So, anything real quick that you have for yelling at Bobby, just say we got a little less. Well, we're going to leave it there. So, that's our travel news roundtable. We will get to more in the weeks and months ahead. Always enjoy doing this part of the show. So, after this quick sponsors break, well, Alabama's own Rick Burgess joins our national airwaves. Don't go anywhere, as we have such a big show ahead for you today, and we're looking forward to bringing it to you. It starts in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows that the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need security from SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system. It's their biggest deal of the year. Just head to simplisafe.com/carry to save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. Or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. Remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Well, you just saw it. The privileged get tax pardons while hardworking Americans do not. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled returns, do not wait for the IRS letter to act. Getting ahead of it is a smart move and never contact the IRS directly. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. They've got a strong relationship with the IRS with genius strategies to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor. It's free to speak with one of their strategists, so call 800-780-8888 or visit TNUSA.com/carry. That's TNUSA.com/carry or RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from HelixSleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to HelixSleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit REmeraldTravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we return from that quick break and roll into this B block, we're going to do something a little different on the show, and that's connect with the host of another program our parent company also syndicates, Rick Burgess. Since this program is heard on so many different stations in Alabama and the Southeast, Rick's voice probably pretty familiar to most of you out there. For the rest of you listening around the country, well, you're in for some ride, all right? Before the Rick Burgess Show and America's number one travel radio show collide, we're sponsored by Seabourn.
And we think you should start off the new year by locking in a trip of a lifetime with us. It's going to absolutely bring you fun and adventure this year. Come travel with us this August in Alaska. Right now, you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special. That's going to save you an extra 15% off. It's going to deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit. Plus, you're going to get a reduced deposit. This is actually the same deal that many of our show fans received to join us last November for the successful big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise of 2024.
It absolutely is. You know, folks, Alaska, it's such a great place to visit. This is going to be an amazing trip. So if you've always wanted to go experience Alaska, join us in August aboard the Seabourn Quest. Choose either the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. Space is limited. We've already had a number of bookings. So go get the information today to book your travels on our website, rmworldtravel.com. Click on the link at the top of the homepage. It says, join us, book here, 2024. Seabourn Alaska cruise. You can't miss it, and secure your spot with us. You're going to get that 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. So make your reservation today and join us in August in Alaska.
So Robert and I have been working with Rick Burgess for over 20 years. Robert, I'm not sure why it's taken us this long to have him on the program
Good question.
But here we are, off to Birmingham, Alabama we go on the show hotline. Let's have some fun and welcome Rick as he joins us to talk about the big happening that started this week.
Well, big happenings indeed. Rick, although we talk all the time off air and have for about 20 years or so, as Mary just said, as I like to do with first-time guests in the program, say hello to America and about the 1.2 million people or so tuned in right now to us.
I'd like to say hello, America. Rick Burgess here. What a pleasure and an honor to have some time to chat.
Well, that's it. So we appreciate a little Robert-Mary get-together today that
great
we're doing.
All right, having
so,
it with us, yeah.
All right, so listen, you know, we shared a long-standing successful relationship dating back to 2004 through the syndication company that Mary and I also own. And we've enjoyed some journeys syndicating the popular Rick and Bubba morning show. Now we're on to a new chapter. Earlier this week, the Rick Burgess Show debuted, replacing the old show on all the affiliated stations, and the response to the new program has been outstanding. First question, how you feeling after week one, and share with everyone, you know, what has you excited about the new morning show moving forward?
Well, we have been excited. I think really the first day that we started, I think we were probably overly excited. You know, I was born and raised in the deep South in Sweet Home, Alabama, which, by the way, everywhere I go all over the world, speaking of travel, everybody knows that song. Everybody.
Yes, they do.
No matter where you are. But anyway, you know, I felt like that we were kind of maybe a group of hunting dogs that knew the hunt was coming up, and we were real excited about it. And about the time the tailgate dropped on the truck, we just kind of ran crazy. And so the first day, I felt like we were almost overly hyped and excited about this new chapter. But, you know, I think over the week, we've kind of started to settle into our rhythm. And I just will tell you, I love what we did for for 31 years on the Rick and Bubba show. I really do. And you and Mary both have been there with that. It was incredible. I think it stands on its own, but I am really, really excited about the future. And I think the first week went about as well as it could. And as you said, we're getting great reviews, especially every day that went on. It seemed like people were getting more and more comfortable with it and the new format, you know, a little more back to comedy, a little more lifestyle, a little more inspiration, and yes, the news, you know, headlines as well, but not as much of that as there was maybe in the final years of the Rick and Bubba show. I think I like the balance of where we're going now.
Well, that sounds great, and I know we had a lot of laughs this week listening to the show, so that's great to hear. So, you know, Rick, Robert and I often joke that people who don't know us think we do a podcast, which would be actually a lot easier and certainly a lot less expensive, but you get what I'm saying, because you also host a national radio show, and I'd love to have you talk with us about some of the things that you really love about radio and the intimacy and relationship that, you know, we get to develop with the audience.
There's no medium like it, really. I mean, I said this all along, television, I never feel like I can enjoy television, but I never feel like I know the person who's on the television. Never. What drew me to radio, even as a young boy, which, you know, the passion to be on the radio was with me from the time I was, I can remember my left hand from my right. And there was something about the voice on the radio. I felt like I knew that person. I felt like I was drawn to that person. And I think that's why we see so much success with these marketing campaigns, because the people have connected themselves to the host, because the human voice has an intimacy that cannot be duplicated by any other medium. And radio is special in that way. You guys have experienced it. I have experienced it. Yeah. People will come up to you and say, I feel like I know you.
We agree with that. So, you know, next week during our Destination Spotlight segment of the show, we're going to be focusing on your state there of Alabama. Lee Sentinel, who heads the tourism for the state, he's going to be on the show with us. Mary and I, you know, combined, we've probably been to Alabama 25 different times in our lifetime. We did a live remote broadcast of the show from the Lodge at Gulf State Park and Gulf Shores a few years ago. And I bring it up because the diversity folks are going to find in Alabama between Huntsville and Birmingham, Mobile, so many others, it's pretty impressive. You mentioned you've lived there your entire life. So what are some things you love about the state that you say folks listening around the country should know about?
Well, every 30 minutes you're in a different culture. You were talking about, I mean, you can be in Birmingham, Alabama, and there's a Saks Fifth Avenue, okay? You can drive 30 minutes and you're in farmland. Not 3 hours, I mean, 30 minutes. And you just mentioned Huntsville. I mean, there, people live there from all over the world because of the space program and, of course, Redstone Arsenal and all the science and engineering that goes on there. And then you mentioned our beautiful Gulf Coast, which is as beautiful as any beach line in the world. And, of course, the beauty of the mountainous parts of it, the plains. It's got a little bit of everything. It really lives up to the term Sweet Home Alabama and Alabama the Beautiful.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the lakes are really a portion of the state that are just underappreciated.
Yeah. Great fishing.
Great fishing, yeah. So, and like you mentioned,
well, and hunting for Rick, so
the
we
golf
know that.
Waters, yep.
Yeah.
If you're into golf, you have the Robert Trent Golf Trail. That's a must. Robert, you're into golf. And I think also, you know, you're an easy drive for the most part to Nashville or even Atlanta, and that opens up other things to do as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned the fishing. You know, my wife, Sherry's from Lake Gunnersville, one of the premier largemouth bass fishing lakes in the world. The outdoors here is incredible, whether it be golf or hunting and fishing, no doubt.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I like fly fishing, personally.
Well,
I'm a fly fisher.
Let's not talk about those stories.
That's a whole other radio show, Rick. We'll have to talk about that some other
Mary
time.
Mary fly fishing in Montana, that's for another time.
That's a whole story.
All right, I want to bring it back to the Rick Burgess Show. You know, we're excited for the new program. You know that. I think anytime you can take a program that's been out there for over 30 years, keep the core mostly intact, enhance it, breathe new life into it, that's a win for radio stations. It's a win for sponsors. It's a win for the audience. But as we all know, Rick, there are some people out there who don't like change. There's always going to be, I'll just call them haters out there looking for an opportunity to stir the pot, even when there's no pot to stir. So what do you say to them, and what do you want folks to know about the Rick Burgess Show going forward?
Well, you're right. In the time we're living in, I think everybody's looking for, you know, there must be some controversy here. There must be something going on. And I would say that, you know, what you and I and we've discussed for years, I never wanted the Rick and Bubba Show to turn into a parody of itself. And frankly, I felt like in probably the last 5 years, the show had more memories and focus on the past than it did on what was coming next. And at 60 years old, you know, I'm in probably the best health of my life. I think I'm healthier right now than I was at 40, and I've made some changes. And I wasn't ready to retire. I wasn't ready to wind it down. I used to use this analogy. I never wanted to be an oldies band that played at, you know, the local River Fest. I wanted to be a band that had an old catalog that I'm very proud of, but also wanted to be just as excited about the new album and the new tour coming out. And I felt like we were losing that. And I wanted it to end when everybody still wanted it to continue. I've often said this. I wanted to know the show was over before the audience did. And I think we accomplished that. And I'm proud of that. I love what we did, but I was ready for something different, but also enough of the old, but with the energy of something new. And I'm feeling that. And I will tell you this, I have looked forward to going to work more this week than I have in a very long time. It's really exciting, and there's never been a better time for you to, you know, be listening to this show or, you know, joining us with a marketing plan to get your message to the people. There's new excitement that I've missed.
Well, Rick, listen, well said. And folks, 60 plus stations out there. You can also just rickburgesshow.com. You just like this program, the tune-in channel. They actually have the TV side as well. Rick, you know we love you. Thanks for all the years of friendship that we've shared. Congratulations on the debut of the Rick Burgess Show, and onward we all go.
Hope you'll join us, rickburgesshow.com. We're excited and love the partnership. I'm glad we're continuing to.
Likewise. Congrats, Rick. Take care.
Well, there he goes, everyone. Rick Burgess.
Exciting energy there.
Yeah. You know, and by the way, what we appreciate about Rick, the guy that you hear on air, he's the same person off air. He's a one of a kind. And you know, I guess as Paul Harvey used to say, you can now say, now you know the rest of the story, or at least more of it. All right, coming up after this bottom of the hour break in the C block, we're headed over to Lisbon, Portugal. We're going to check in with show friend Hugo Diaz. Still to come today, we're going to travel the world from your own kitchen. Get ready for that. We're going to take you to Santa Barbara, California, Ireland, Cape Cod. Plus, we're going to get a report on the ski season to start hour two. Eight more segments to go, folks, on this January 11th broadcast.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patented adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, as we bring all of you back to the New York City area with us now, for the first time this year, we're going to use Google Meet to head over to Portugal for a check-in, and we're sponsored by helixsleep.com/carry.
Is there anything better than getting a good night's sleep when you travel in a super comfortable luxury bed at a hotel or a resort? Well, now you can have that same level of quality in your own home, so how about for the new year, we help you create a new type of sleep for you in 2025. Our friends at helixsleep.com/carry have extended their New Year's sale, and you're going to save 25%.
Well, that's a good deal. You know, folks, unlike a lot of mattress companies out there, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility. Each mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers. It's shipped directly from their facility to your door, free of charge. If you aren't satisfied, they come pick it up for a full refund. No questions asked. You've got nothing to lose. Save 25% right now at helixsleep.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
It was the week of July 17th, 2023, that Robert and I were over in Portugal with this show for our big Let's Go America tour Lisbon. You can find that full recap with photos, show audio and more on our website just under the Let's Go America tour section. And since nearly a year and a half have gone by since our travels there, we're going to check in for an update via Google Meet with Hugo Diaz. He's the general manager of the Hilton Curio Emerald House Hotel.
Well, it is great to see you here in our studio today, Hugo. Happy New Year. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Happy New Year for both of you. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, a
Thank
pleasure
you,
for
likewise.
Us to reconnect. I know we have kept in touch off air since our big Let's Go America tour that occurred there back in mid-July 2023. Lisbon certainly continues to be popular with Americans, Hugo, as you well know. So give us an idea of how your 2024 shaped up, and what are you expecting for the new year ahead?
2024 was a great year, so it was a challenging year, but still we did really good. The city still continues to be quite popular. Business is nice and guests are happy, so we're happy to welcome them. Now for 2025, we are just expecting to build some more partnerships, starting with some different markets here in the Emerald House. The Asian market is becoming really trendy nowadays, and we are still facing also increase in the French market and Spanish market as well. So exciting times to come. For sure.
Good to hear, Hugo. So, you know, not only do you get to see the city of Lisbon through the lens of running a top hotel, but you also live there with your wife and daughter. So it's your home. And that means, you know, you definitely know all the things to do in Lisbon that are beyond the brochure or just the random website suggestions. So for listeners tuned in today, maybe who've never been to Lisbon and they're thinking of going, what are two things that you recommend that they should absolutely see to get the Lisbon experience?
Even as a local, I'll try to keep up because the city is quite trendy, so new things every week.
Right.
So I try to keep up as much as I can. I would say that first-timers here in Lisbon, they should maybe try a boat trip along the coast, or if they want, like, upon or off, just to give a quick glance of the city, because later on second time, they will have much more to see. I would say that to have a good look of the city, maybe a boat trip or a train trip would be the best way to start. Even the upon or off would give them a nice idea about the city, the location, the different districts.
Yeah, I like that idea. It's such a walkable city and a beautiful city to walk around with. Well, the tiles and all
the
architecture.
When we were flying in, the coastline that we saw and everything.
Yeah, but that actually makes sense to me. I think anytime you can see a city from the landscape and view of a boat, that's a great idea. So same question, I guess, but a similar question. So Robert and I have visited. Hopefully we'll come back at some point, maybe later this year or next year. But for people who have been, maybe they've done the boat, maybe they've walked the city, what's something that you would recommend that is maybe unique and different, something that you like to do with your family?
So for people that are coming for the second time, then I would recommend something a little bit more challenging. As I say, the city provides a nice challenging walks as well. Mm-hmm. I would start with the city castle, which is in a big hill, one of the seven hills of the city. Mm-hmm. Each one of them has seven viewpoints that offers amazing views. The tram, the 28,
yeah.
Which is
you got to do that, right?
Amazing experience, and the tuk-tuk, the small motorcycles that can take you to the really old neighbors of the town, which usually you don't go with the car.
Right, you can't get there with the car.
Yeah,
yes.
you cannot go there with a car. So this one can really...
You know, Mary, we've done so many of these things. But I would also say for folks,
we'll,
you know, Keshkai's, you got to get out there. That's something that we did Fatima.
Sintra.
And take a trip for overnight or a day up to Porto, because Porto is beautiful as well. Those things I would also say, if you're coming back,
use Lisbon
as a hub.
So, Lisbon, one of the greatest things is that you have the city where Lisbon, and as you mentioned, Robert, you have Cascais just 30 minutes away, and then in Cascais you have the sea. In Sintra, another 30 minutes you have the mountain.
Yeah, Sintra.
So it's like a magical combination here.
Yes.
Well, I would say, really quick with you, we were in Barcelona last November, as you know. That city is really dealing with over-tourism. I mean, there were more people there than we would find in Times Square. It was unbelievable to us. I recall when we were there, your mayor even told us that, you know, it is a challenge having too many visitors. Do you think the city of Lisbon right now has the infrastructure in place to handle all the visitors? You got about 15 seconds on that.
Okay. It's challenging, and we are trying to get new solutions. We are already talking about the second airport. And the high-speed train also, it's getting started, and this will bring us new opportunities for the European markets.
Well, Hugo, listen, folks, there are many hotels you could choose when you go to Lisbon, but I got to tell you, you're not going to have a better experience from Hugo and his team at the Hilton Curio Emerald House Hotel. Highly recommend it. We had a great time there. It's a great boutique property, and it's in a good location, a quiet location in the city. Hugo, really appreciate the check-in. Happy New Year to you, and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was a great pleasure.
All right, well, the screen just went dark. There goes Hugo. Mary, nice to reconnect with
Always
you.
Always nice. All right, in about 10 minutes, Robert and I are going to check in on Santa Barbara. But next, Rudy rejoins the show to connect with a hotel he's fond of in Zurich. And a programming alert, we're going to travel the world from your own kitchen in our G-Block coming up in Hour 2 today. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here saying, come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now, you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to this segment of the show. It's sponsored by amac.us/carry. Now listen, the first 100 days of President Trump's new administration will shape the future of our nation in ways that have lasting impact. Will Washington deliver for us on the promises that matter most, like securing the border, restoring energy independence, and cutting wasteful spending? Our friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, are holding our leaders accountable with the first 100 days tracker. This powerful tool keeps you informed on the administration's progress, tracks key priorities, and empowers you to join the fight for a stronger America. They're also offering you an exclusive deal as a listener to this show. 47% off a 5-year membership. That's normally $60 now, just for $32 for 5 years. As an AMAC member, you're not just staying informed, you're also unlocking valuable benefits like discounts on travel, insurance, and retail, and you're receiving America's number one conservative magazine. Plus, you'll have a voice in Washington through AMAC Action, and you'll join a community that stands for important American values and a brighter future. So no matter your age, this is your moment to get involved, stay informed, and stay engaged. Join AMAC today and help ensure promises are kept and America is restored the way we all want. Go to amac.us/carry now to join at this special rate and access the first 100 days tracker. You'll also find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, I first stayed at a lovely hotel in Zurich, Switzerland about 3 decades ago when I was filming an episode of my public TV show. The hotel has been in the business since 1844. It's called the Bauer Arlach, and today's guest is the sixth generation to run the hotel. His name is Andrea Kracht, and his family's hotel is in downtown Zurich on Lake Zurich in a small park with the Alps visible in the distance. It somehow manages to exude old world charm and warmth while also offering new world amenities. 7 generations, Andrea. I know how important your hotel is to Zurich and the shakers and movers there, as well as international travelers. How do you keep a hotel that's been in the same family for so long fresh and current?
Well, we have been in the last generation quite small in the family, so it gave us the opportunity to give it up to the next generations. And, of course, the know-how of our industry has to be there, and we invest all the profits we do every year into the product, into the hardware and software, and that keeps us always up to date.
Well, I know your hotel is doing very well. Give us a bigger picture of tourism in Switzerland and Zurich in the last year or so. Has business been good? Is business good?
Yes, business has been fantastic even since the COVID years. 2023 was our record year, was just amazing. And 24, just the last year, was nearly as good as 2023.
Have you found any difference in the nationalities of people visiting in the last 2 or 3 years?
Well, after the COVID years, we saw an increase of the American clientele. So our guests are up to 20% Americans, then Middle East, very strong, certainly during the summer season, and South America, Brazil, has been very strong in the past year.
Is there a seventh generation, Andrea, who can take over your hotel when you decide to retire to your huge wine cellar and think about life?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, my daughter, she's 33. She has done all the different experiences in many hotels around the world. And she's working with me now since 3 years. And she's very ready, you know, to take over in the coming years.
Oh, my goodness. I think I remember meeting your daughter in Geneva when we had a meal together. And remind me of her name.
Her name is Margita. The same name as her grandmother. And we recently just opened a new restaurant in our hotel, which is Mediterranean style, and we call it Margita.
And I know your wife, Gigi, is also very involved in the hotel, particularly in the selection of art for both indoor and outdoor. I just have to congratulate you on running such a successful hotel. Remind me how many rooms you have.
We have 119 rooms, and we just created 3 new suites in a building just over our, there's a little river separating our 2 buildings, and we have about now 123 keys.
If you are headed to Zurich, consider Bauer Arlach. I'll spell that for you. It's B-A-U-R. AU is the second word, and Lock for Lake, LAC, because it's right on Lake Zurich. Andrea Kracht is the general manager, and he's got his daughter waiting in the wings. Andrea, it's great to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rudy. It was good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, nice to have all of you tuned in with us today. Our next check-in is going to take us out to Santa Barbara, and we are sponsored by fieldofgreens.com.
We can't say enough about this product. We certainly try to eat healthy most of the time, but we're also human, so yes, like most people, we can fall off the healthy eating wagon. We know we should be eating 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day. I'm sure you do as well, but it's not always happening. Coming off the holidays, okay, I fell off the healthy eating wagon just a little bit and ate my fill of cheese. I'm partial to cheese and maybe a few cookies, but here's what makes me okay with it. Even when you mess up your diet and nutrition by eating things we probably shouldn't, Field of Greens is going to really help keep you on a healthy track.
You know, each fruit and vegetable in this product, folks, it was medically chosen to support vital body functions like heart, liver, kidneys, metabolism, the immune system. As a show fan, we got you a nice discount right now going on for New Year's. Go to fieldofgreens.com, use code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, back in November of 2021, we took the show to America's Riviera, that's Santa Barbara, for one of our big Let's Go America Tour events and live remotes. We based ourselves at the beautiful Hotel Californian, part of the Foley Entertainment Group, which also owns various properties both domestically and abroad. Let's check in with their VP of the Hotels Division, Warren Nokon.
All right, Mary, let's do this. Nice to reconnect with you today, Warren. Appreciate you checking in with us.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Well, great to hear your voice.
Hey, Warren,
how are you doing?
Yeah.
Doing great. It's beautiful here in Santa Barbara right now, as always, and the weather's been cooperative, let's say, for the most part this week.
Well, you know, and I do want to just start off this way first, because, you know, while you're not in the path of the tragic fires that are hitting the L.A. area to your south this week, I'm sure you are feeling the impact there in Santa Barbara as the area is so closely tied to Los Angeles.
Absolutely. You know, Santa Barbara has always kind of been a getaway for those that live in the greater L.A. area, and we kind of, our business is predicated upon that drive market from Southern California. You know, obviously with what happened here in 2017 and the subsequent debris flow, we're very sensitive to these things. And it's almost like we have a fire season. And I'll be very honest right now, the hotel is absolutely packed with families from Los Angeles. So, I'm on the one hand, it's not the way you want to get business. But on the other hand, I'm so glad that our team is ready for them because we understand what it's like. I mean, just 2 months ago, I personally was evacuated with the mountain fire in Camarillo, which came up right to my backyard. So, you know,
on behalf of
everybody in California, we have to say thanks to all of these first responders, especially the firemen that are out there taking care of us and
working so hard.
Support to these families that have either lost a loved one or lost a home.
There's no question. It's very difficult. So, I want to talk a little bit about Santa Barbara for a minute. You know, Mary and I, we've been there a number of times over the years, but when we had the show there at Hotel California a few years ago, we enjoyed that State Street promenade being closed to vehicles. It made it great to walk around there. Is that still the case? Yeah, we did. Is that still the case?
Yeah. The city and the city council has extended that, and they've actually even made it better with changing the traffic patterns around it, redoing everything, and a lot of the businesses there along the center of State Street are really, you know, coming back and flourishing because of that little promenade that we've created there. And it's such a great thing to talk about, too. There's so many difficult things this market has gone through over the past several years. But, you know, to see how it always adapts and finds a way to bring our guests back and give them something, whether it's the guests or the locals, to do and to grow. This market is just so resilient, I guess, is the best word I can think of.
Food and travel go hand in hand, and that's certainly no exception for any of the properties that fall under the Foley Entertainment Group, and certainly, of course, Hotel California. And I'm happy to see Chef Travis Watson is still with you guys, and what a nice guy and super talented chef. We interviewed him as well a few years ago, and I recall his passion for crudo and ceviche. Somehow he convinced me it's easy to make at home, and indeed it is, but he's just such a great guy. Anything new for 2025 that you want to mention that you're particularly enthusiastic about from a food and wine standpoint?
Absolutely. Chef Travis is, like you said, he's such a fabulous guy, and he's so talented and so personable. What I would say with the food and travel is, you know, we've been doing this for probably about a year and a half now, maybe 2 years, a winemaker's dinner. It's a monthly event on the Thursday of the month. We bring one of our Foley family wines and spirits winemakers down to the hotel, and he works with Chef Travis, or she works with Chef Travis, to create a 4-course paired menu. And we're going to be changing that up in 2025, so it's no longer a winemaker's dinner. We're going to be calling it Uncorked and On the Rocks. Mm-hmm. So we will be doing wines, but now that Foley Family Wines and Spirits has added the spirits portion, we'll be doing spirits as well. So the first one's going to be next week on January 16th. And we're going to be featuring Lighthouse Gin. So it's a four-course dinner with paired cocktails with our star mixologist, Devin Espinosa.
Warren, Warren,
that's my favorite spirit.
You've waved the
Robert's
flag.
Laughing.
Mary's on her way. Yeah. So exactly. I love that.
I can save two seats for you. Let me know.
Please right, well, do. Thank
well,
you.
Right, listen, a couple of things I want to do because we're going to run out of time. First of all, folks, listen, Foley Entertainment Hotel Portfolio, you got to look at it. They've got some great properties in Montana and Oregon and all over California.
New Zealand,
some other places. You got to check that out. Hotel California, this is a terrific property. It was part of our big Let's Go America tour, the locations, as you well know. But HotelCalifornian.com is the website. You'll get all the information, and we hope you go enjoy an experience there. So give our best
and
to Chef.
Say hi to me when you come visit.
Well, exactly. Go say hi to Warren. Yeah. Go say hi to Chef Travis. And Warren, really nice connecting with you today.
You as well. Great to hear from you. Hopefully we'll see you guys again soon.
Yeah, it's always great chatting with you. Take care, Warren. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye. All the best. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, well, there goes Warren, Santa Barbara. Glad to hear the report from them today. And it is America's Riviera. It's just a gorgeous place. If you haven't experienced it, we really would encourage you to go do that. So that's going to be how we wrap Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 will begin in 7 minutes with us checking in on Vail Resorts and skiing. We're going to travel the world from your own kitchen. We're going to take you to Ireland and Cape Cod. Keep those radios locked in. There's so much more to come over the next 60 minutes. And don't forget, you can also catch the show anytime, anywhere, or through our live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.